Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
You may have heard there was an election. And I've been hungover for like 3 days, maybe four.
Well, I ate an entire casserole dish of Rice Krispie treats. 2020 anxiety eating is real, Sarah.
Oh, it really is. My favorite tree, my favorite one, lost all of its leaves over the last week. All the leaves. 'Tis the season.
Yep, it's barely November and I'm already freezing my tits off.
Have such a good day. Have such a good day, the show that wants you to do just that.
Get ready to laugh, to cry, to scream.
And unpack the absurdity of everyday life for your entertainment.
Absurdity, humor, irony.
Yeah.
Whatever you want to call it.
Why else are we all here?
Because life's a bitch.
You know? Oh, man.
And you kind of just have to laugh it out.
Yeah.
What's good, Sarah?
Well... I mean, it's been a week.
Remember Bodega Queen? What's good, Bodega Queen? Good old days.
Heather, I don't even know. Like, I don't even really know, like, how to feel right now because life is weird. Life is going well.
It was a shit heap, and now it's not as much of a shit heap. But I don't know.
Right.
Maybe it will be more of a shit heap.
But there's a lot of shit heaps still to be had.
For sure.
I don't want to seem like a crazy person right now. And everyone who's listening to the show, at the time of recording, we got a new president in the U.S. And so there's that whole thing. And there's, you know, lots of people celebrating and some people not. And, I assume it will kind of like chill out by the time that you hear this. Hard to say, though.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, I have had very little sleep, but it has been a big ass week.
Yeah, it really has been. Yeah. And, you know, it's funny. A lot of my friends, you know, they're either celebrating or they're like, I'm kind of numb. I don't really like I'm happy or I'm insert emotion there. But I don't feel like celebrating. I feel almost depressed.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I don't know what it is because I'm. Like, I feel like happiness and depression at the same time. And it's like, I think people are, it's just weird. It's like, we have a long road ahead and this is only the beginning.
That's really interesting because, you know, yesterday, so last night I I live alone, so I'm not talking to anybody, you know, everyone I talk to is online always. So last night it was like, you know, maybe 9 p.m. or something. And I was like, I gotta just like call this and go to bed. I can't do this anymore. When I woke up this morning, the race was called for Joe Biden, and I cried. I just sort of sat there and cried, and it wasn't even so much that like I was so thrilled at our future. Mm-hmm. I was just so thrilled it was over.
Yes,
you know, and
it was kind of cathartic.
Yeah. You know, and I went on a jog and, you know, took my dog out to the park and, you know, did all this stuff. But it's funny. I was like, I mean, the crying was like, You know when you're crying and like tears are just coming out of your face?
Yeah.
But you're not like even crying really. Like you're just like, oh, this is happening.
It's just like water's coming out of your eyes.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like I just like, I'm just doing this. It's like some sort of a...
it's like a tension release or something.
It is. And that was me this morning. Mm-hmm. And kind of to the point where I was like, Sarah, you okay?
Like, are you okay?
Yeah. You know, because like, just like so much water out of the face. But...
Was it coming out of your nose too?
No, I wasn't even crying. Like I was literally just like sitting there. You know, but so mm-hmm. many tears and just sort of like...
It's been a really big buildup.
Yeah, it was a release, you know? For sure. Mm-hmm. But I kind of thought like, I mean, I know that I'm, you know, I'm a little obsessive. I'm a little weird. You know, I'm I'm a little lots of things. But, you know, when I'm sort of like uncontrollably crying, I'm like...
You're like, are you okay?
Like,
are we okay? Take my temperature.
Right. Like, someone take my temperature. Like, do I have COVID? Like, I don't know. I don't know what's going on here.
That's the thing is, I actually got the flu shot recently, and for 2 or 3 days, I had forgotten I got the flu shot, and I had like symptoms. I had like swollen glands, out of the blue, and like a headache, and I was feeling emotional, and I think I was like having some crying spells, and I'm like, what is wrong with me? And I'm like, oh, the flu shot. And I like looked it up, and it was like those symptoms. I mean, you can get emotional when you have the flu. Like it can affect your brain.
Of course. Yeah, you're sick.
Yeah. So that was weird on top of everything. I mean, I am still sort of I mean, I guess we have to go through this. I mean, this is, you look at back at human history, and there's always these years that are so fundamentally awful and that spawn like change, or that have to, like, you have to shake things up for it to level out and get better and evolve, you know? And
sure.
So I guess we had to go through it, and I'm glad that we're maybe toward the end of it. But then again, we've talked about this, like when the clock ticks, 2021, it's not like everything's going to be like solved and like good again, you know? I mean, we're probably gonna be wearing masks all of 2021, is my guess.
Girl. Yeah.
Yeah.
a very funny thing that happened on Wednesday. No, on Thursday, I had, because I talked to Amazon's assistant, won't say her name, don't want to wake up anybody's assistant, but you know who I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
On Thursday, I was like, wake me up for tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. just in case for some reason I like sleep till 8. I need to get up and do some stuff. Never mm-hmm. happened. I mean, I got up before that time because I, you know, sleeping till 8 a.m. is like a luxury I cannot afford to have. But I was like, that's weird. Yeah, that never happened. Pretty sure I did it right. You know what happened? It came on today. And I was like, I for sure did not tell her to set an alarm for 8 a.m. on
what
Saturday.
A dummy.
Again, I was still awake already.
What's the alarm sound like?
It goes like,
good morning. Okay, so it's not like a voice saying good morning.
It's actually kind of nice.
Oh, okay.
But it has to happen. Like, it has to be done correctly.
Well, you're lucky it was an 8 a.m. and not like 5. Could you imagine if you accidentally set the alarm for 5 a.m.? You know, I have to ask you, I have to put you on the spot.
Right.
I've been wanting to ask you this. So do you keep your Amazon assistant on all the time, where it's just like the lights going around and you just have it on?
Oh, well, I mean, so it is connected to 4 Sonos speakers and 6 Hue lights.
Okay, so yeah, you definitely keep it on.
They're on.
Do you worry at all about being listened to from one of those?
I don't. And I know some people do. I do.
Yeah.
I get it. You know,
some people are really,
I'm just sort of like, you know,
it.
And people are like, they're going to listen. They're going to know what you're saying. And I'm like, what am I saying? I'm asking the weather like 11 times a day. And, you know,
or what about when you're crying and like, are they listening to you while you have a moment?
I don't know. Like, there are weird things that I just don't care if the world knows about.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, if I'm crying, like, I'm like, I'll tell you about it. And if you can hear me, like, that's somewhat weird, but like, whatever. I don't really care about that stuff.
Yeah.
I know some people do a lot. And in fact, some folks that use, you know, not just Amazon's assistant, but Google's assistant, and there are others as well. Like, oh yeah, you got to like go in, you know, once a week and make sure that you delete all the things that you said. And I'm like, what did you say? I'm just turning my lights on and off, man.
Yeah. I mean, I turn it off when I'm not using it because I may be more middle of the road on it, but like weird stuff happens where like the other day we were talking about turmeric and like my sister picked up her phone and it was like an ad for turmeric and, you know, stuff like that kind of happens where you're like, what? Okay. It's a coincidence, but it happens a lot more these days. I mean, our computers and our technology is getting a lot more intelligent, Sarah. That's all I'm saying.
It is. It is. And there are definitely, I'm not going to sit here and pretend I understand, you know, what's really going on behind the scenes, but there are definitely times that people are like, I was speaking to somebody about a particular subject. I have never once, you know, looked this up on the internet, nothing. And all of a sudden I got an ad for it. That is not coincidental. I don't know.
No. Yeah.
I also don't care.
Yeah. Well, that's good. Yeah. I mean, maybe, you know, not being, well, you know, you have a little bit more of a public personality and I get that. You know, some people I guess are just, you know, paranoid. It's funny. I think that, you know, you and I, you know, among our many similarities, one of those things is we both know how to go rogue. I think it's like in our bones. And what I mean by that, it's going against the grain, swimming upstream, taking the unconventional path.
Being a salmon.
Being a salmon. Yeah. I mean, seriously, I feel like I was sort of born that way. Just kind of, I don't know. I don't know how you want to really describe it because I pride myself being that way. I do. I just want to preface things with that because don't get me wrong. I like that I am not just a basic bitch, I guess you would call it.
And I would agree. You are definitely not.
Thank you. But, you know, there's times when I sometimes wish I were. And I know that sounds crazy, but taking the unconventional path, I feel is hard sometimes. And, you know, kind of having that like blind naivete when you're in your 20s and 30s and, you know, when you're young and you just don't analyze things to death and you're kind of like happy-go-lucky without feeling affected by who you are as a person. You're just going with who you are because it's like a blind, yeah, I'm just me and this is what I'm doing. Well, when you get older and you start really understanding yourself and you realize, wow, yeah, it's kind of easier to go with society and easier to go with what other people are doing because then you don't feel this kind of, I don't know, social pressure, maybe even FOMO on some level. And I don't know, I've sort of been thinking about that a lot lately, how different it feels being older and not feeling that kind of ignorance is bliss sort of thing and feeling like I'm understanding things so much more now and it like almost brings more weight on my shoulders, you know?
Yeah. I mean, it's so funny when many of us were kids, not necessarily everybody, but you know, you always had the parents being like, once you get to our age, you'll get it.
Yeah. You'll see.
You'll know.
Once you have kids, you'll understand. You'll understand.
Yeah. And you know, like as a kid, you're like, ugh, God, I hate you. You know, like I'm just going to keep like tanning outside and, you know, not care
and putting
about
like lemon juice in my hair to blow,
right,
like peroxide or something.
All the things, like, just like, shut up, old people. But you do get to that point where you're like, it's not even necessarily like, oh, that's right or wrong. It's just, oh, I'm there.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's like, it's really a blessing in the sense that you can get to know yourself that well. And again, I embrace it, but it's also can be really challenging because, you know, you see all your other friends living these conventional lives, and not that all of my friends live conventional lives. I'm not pointing any fingers, but It just seems like the easier way to go because there's no questions asked. You know, it's like, whoa, why doesn't she have kids? Why hasn't she gotten married? Why hasn't she had a wedding? Why isn't, you know, it's all these things and all these milestones that you don't do because you're rogue. I don't know. Anyway.
You know, it's funny. One of my aunts, I have many aunts. One of my aunts, married somebody who had been married previously. Mm-hmm. And so he had kids and they decided not to have kids. Mm-hmm. But I was young enough at the point that that happened where it was like, for years, it was like, why aren't they getting, like, you know, they're not going to have kids, you know? And everyone was like, well, you know, Sarah, not everybody has kids, because I was so conditioned to learn that that's just what you do. Like, are you happy? Then you have kids.
Yeah.
You know, I don't have kids, and I, you know, I grapple with that as well, you know, to this day. The idea of just, like, being happy, doing what's right for me, and that might not be part of the equation.
And it might not be somebody else's, you know, it might not be good for someone else, but that doesn't mean it's not good it's not good for you. And I think that's the hard distinction. It's like, you see so many people taking the conventional path and you think, well, what's wrong with me? You know, and instead of thinking that, you should think, well, you're taking your own path and everyone's happinesses are different. You can't really compare. The thing is, no matter what you decide in your life, you have to grapple with something. You know, you're not going to be, you know, it's like that ghost ship thing. It's like you choose a path, you miss out on the other path, but you choose the other path, then you miss out on the other path. So it's like, no matter what you do, you're going to be mourning something. You're going to miss out on something.
And listen, you know, shout out to everybody who has kids out there, you know.
Certainly
not trying to drag anybody, but I have, you know, very good friends who have a child, maybe multiple children, and so much strife about their life is related to that. And I just kind of go like, well, okay. I mean, my life is like pretty hard. You know, I do my best.
Yeah.
But I'm like, I don't know where I would have room for any of that stuff, you know? And we've talked about this on the show before, in detail. But it is such a weird year.
It is
such a weird year.
I think, it's like not even just weird, like on the surface, on the news, in the world, but like thoughts coming in my head and just like, everyone I think is going through a transformation in a lot of ways on so many levels. Anyway, but we're here to make you laugh. So
we are.
Do you think what I just talked about was funny? Because feel free, just, you know, laugh it up.
Yeah. Funny times.
Yes,
so
exactly.
I have to say, Heather, TikTok is my jam.
I've heard this.
I don't know how much you've been, you know, watching TikTok stuff or whatever.
And I really
it's
don't.
Funny because so it's, you know, not unlike following someone on Instagram, but TikTok in specifically is sort of like its own thing, like lots of dancing and, you know, kind of like ha-ha memes and, you know, that sort of thing. But I've been going through who I follow on TikTok versus who, you know, another person who is also enthusiastic follows on TikTok. Very different experiences. Very different. And, you know, it's because, like, I follow, like, gymnastics people and sign language people. I don't do ASL at all, but like I just really like it, you know, like makes me feel good about myself, you know, and of course like animal stuff and, you know, that sort of thing. But like I will send something to a friend who I know is also enthusiastic about TikTok and they'll be like, oh my God, best thing ever. And they'll send something to me. For example, this morning, woke up this morning and my friend Frank Barbieri, shout out to you, was like, oh, there's this like cool owl. Are you following the owl on TikTok? And I'm like, no, I'm not. And he's like, oh, let me show you this.
Okay, well, you got to send this to me because I'm intrigued.
Oh my God, such a cute owl. His name is Gideon.
Oh,
yeah, and
brings you joy.
It brings me joy. And it's also like TikTok is, you know, depending on who you are, a little problematic, right? You know, some people think it's Chinese company, it's, you know, they don't have our best interests in mind, blah, blah, blah. Taking all of that away, the people that are creators on that network are so good. And I literally, like, sometimes I'm like, do I have an hour to kill? Do I have an hour? You know, like, all right, let's go into TikTok. And I mean, that is like my favorite hour of the day.
So you never record anything? Like, you don't have anything that you are posting?
I don't put anything out there. No, I am literally just consuming content.
I think I'm missing out. I might need to set up an account. I know I'm totally late to the party, but.
And again, like, I like things that you might not like.
yeah, probably, but, maybe so.
But it's a very strange thing.
Well, it's interesting too that it's a platform that, because, you know, we have all these platforms, and before TikTok we had a bunch of platforms that maybe weren't exactly like TikTok, but, you know, it's just amazing to me that like another one can pop up and be something different and so novel, you know.
Oh, for sure. It's, yeah, crazy. Exactly. Like, you know, a few years ago we were like, what's going to be the Facebook alternative? Well, yeah, Facebook's Vine, still around, but you know, yeah. There are other networks that pop up out of nowhere where it's like, there's a lot of dancing, mm-hmm. you know, and a lot of like, ha ha, fun meme stuff, you know, mm-hmm. where you're like, that wouldn't really have worked mm-mm. on the other network. And, yeah. you know, and bless y'all.
It's like being at the right place at the right time. I mean, TikTok, I think the popularity has gone through the roof this year, and it's partially because of the pandemic, I would guess.
Well, I'm going to send you some owl videos.
Yeah, can you please? I'm a huge owl fan, and if you find anything cute with foxes, I would really appreciate it.
Foxes? Oh, yeah. Oh, I got fox stuff on TikTok. Fox.
Really?
Oh, my. Oh,
okay,
gosh.
I'm missing out. So do I have to have an account to receive your... No, I don't need an account. I've gotten TikTok videos.
I mean, I could send you
friends.
I could send you a link, but
I'll just start. I can start an account.
I have an account. I think I'd like posted like one thing once, mm-hmm. but all I do is like just like click the For You button, and it kind of, you know, it's algorithmic,
of course,
right? Like, it knows what I want to see.
I'm into this. I'm gonna make an account. And I'm going to look at some stuff, and maybe we'll compare notes and see. I want to see what I'll be interested in watching.
Let's do that.
The thing is when you were saying like if you have a free hour, you like immediately go to TikTok. Well, lately, and this is kind of a new thing for me, I have actually been shirking my Words with Friends games for it. And I'm such a nerd. I love word games. Do you ever play that spelling bee? It's on like the New York Times crosswords.
Never.
Oh, it's so much fun. It's like a jumble of letters, and there's like a middle letter, and it's sort of like a honeycomb shape. And so you have to use the middle letter, and you have to create words.
Okay.
You know, and you can create pantograms, like the ultimate goal.
What's a pantogram?
It's when it uses all the letters in like a group of letters, basically.
Okay.
And there's several of them. Sometimes there's an anagram and then a Scrabble pantogram. Yeah. And like one of the times I did it was like I was deemed like a genius because I got like 100 words or something. Anyway, it's fun. It's a total nerdy thing, but I love it. Speaking of words, actually, that's a really good segue. You know, back in the day, old Have Such a Good Day 1.0, we used to do some word games. Remember those days? I think they were like drinking games or something.
Heather, I know. I mean, you know, it's everything feels like 7 years ago
no
to me at
kidding.
This point. But yes, I do remember this.
Well, so I love words like the next guy, maybe even more than movies, but I love finding out what new kind of slang terms entered the dictionary. And I think I've discussed this before, but this was a different year. So 2020, some new ones that just entered the dictionary are ish.
Ish. Yeah. Instead of shit.
No, ish, as in I am cold-ish. Like, I'm kinda-ish.
Oh, different kind of ish.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, yeah.
Ish.
Yeah.
Goat.
Oh, totally.
Which is greatest of all time. Most people know what that acronym is. Am I right? You have that agreement at the end of an observation. Am I right? So that's actually officially in the dictionary. Right. Gender reveal, okay. Which doesn't surprise me. Janky, which it's funny because I've used that word for a long time. I feel like I use it.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I'm surprised it wasn't in there before.
You know what I didn't know though? janky doesn't mean just bad quality. It also means you can actually call someone janky if they're like untrustworthy, which I thought was really interesting.
Because they're bad quality.
Yeah, that janky dude. And then I thought this was like, have you ever used the word hodophobia in a sentence?
Never.
Why don't you try? Like, what do you think it means?
Hodophobia?
H-O-D-O-phobia.
H-O-D-O-phobia.
I don't think you're ever going to guess, but you could try.
Yeah.
To fear of something. Well, obviously.
Because it sounds like photo. I'm thinking of like camera stuff. I know that's not right. Just tell me.
That's actually not a bad guess. Like fear of getting your photograph taken. No, it's fear of traveling. So like if you, and it's kind of induced by the pandemic. And then one of my favorite words is zhuzhing, which is Z-H-U-Z-H, not J-U-J. Anyway, when you like spice up your living room with some throw pillars or something like that.
Yeah. Get a little judge.
I'm getting to my point here. So it made me sort of think about what was the most popular slang word in, say, 2020 or the year that we were born or whatever. And so I went down this rabbit hole. So first of all, I want to ask you, do you have a favorite slang word?
You're asking me.
Yeah.
It's funny. I was just, because I've been talking to a bunch of people about the election and just, you know, we've been, you know, we're internet friends. Yeah. So lots of typing, not necessarily talking. And there are funny things that I will say to a certain person because mm-hmm. I know they'll get it, you know, but I wouldn't necessarily say sure. it to you because you might be like, what's that mean? You know, mm-hmm. or anybody. So, favorite slang word. I mean,
you could think about it for a minute. So, I'm going to go through a few of like the most popular slang words. So, like, there's a slang word that is associated with a year. And I think that they're kind of interesting. So, for example, your birth year is 1976.
Correct.
Your slang, do you want to guess what the slang word was from your birth year?
I mean, I don't know. Something song associated, I have no idea.
Tood, like attitude.
Oh, tood. Tood is good.
I thought that was pretty good.
Like T-U-D-E?
Yeah.
Oh.
Like apostrophe
tood. All right, 76.
But I thought it was tood. Funny. I love the, like 1947, the word of the year was party pooper. And I'm like, what? Wow. Like, wait, please explain this. Like, how did that come to be?
In 1947.
A lot of party poopers that year, I guess.
Yeah, people are like, you didn't come. Yeah, party pooper. But like,
why that year? Why not the year before? Was it, I don't know. Anyway, I didn't go into too much research, but in 1953, I was pretty blown away by this. Apparently, the slang word from that year was frenemy. And I thought, it's that old? Because I thought frenemy would be maybe more like modern.
Oh, yeah. I thought that was something like we all made up. Me too. You know, 10 years ago.
I know. And so I'm going to rattle through. Did not know that. Yeah. Totally fun little fact. But I'm going to rattle through a few more years. So in 1977, the word was brewski.
What is brewski?
It's like a beer. Oh, give me a brewski. Oh, okay. And then 1979 is deaf, like definitely, short for definitely.
Oh, deaf. Yeah, most deaf. Mm-hmm.
1981 was cred, you know, like street cred.
Uh-huh.
1985, I really do not like this. I've never liked this expression.
Okay.
Cool beans. I don't know why. I just don't like it. Cool beans.
Why?
I don't know. Like when I say it, I feel nerdy. I'm just like, cool beans,
well, why
man.
Are you
it's
saying
like saying
it?
It's like
you
saying Zowie say or, you know, Zoinks or something.
Cool. I love how you're like, I don't like it because I don't like saying it.
And I just feel like, so like corny when I say it, I guess.
You just don't have to though.
I won't say it. Cool I'm beans. Not gonna say it ever again.
I don't I'm sure I've said this.
Yeah.
I get it. Mm-hmm. I think it's like, gosh, I'm trying to think of like something that would be like sort of similar. There are certain things I sometimes say where I'm like cool beans to me is like Coolio.
Yeah, that's way better. It's
same,
way cooler.
Same thing.
Sure.
You know, and both
I'd rather
of those
say
things
Coolio.
Are just like made up words.
Yeah.
You know, or made up terms.
Yeah, it's a strange one. 88, emo. 91 bestie, which I was like, oh, I thought bestie might be a little older too, But anyway, Popo 94, Chillax 2000. Oh, I'm sorry. Chillax is 99 and Krunk is 2000. I know.
All of these things are like way ahead of us.
I know. Twerking 2001. Was that really when twerking became a thing? I thought it was like way
later than 2001?
Yeah.
Maybe that's
when it like started, but it didn't really get around until later.
I mean, I feel like twerking is like 2015.
I totally agree.
Yeah. Hard to say.
And then selfies 2002, which I'm like, really? I guess. I don't know. Retweet is 2007. Inspo is 2012. Man spreading is 2014. FOMO's 2016, which makes sense.
Earlier.
I know. FOMO makes sense, 2016. And Hangry, 2018. Do you want to take a guess at what the 2020 word is?
Oh, man.
It's not what I thought. I'm a little surprised by this because I've never used it in a sentence.
I mean, I would take the worst guesses. Just tell us.
Okay. Thirsty. In terms of fishing for compliments via social media, kind of like that girl
is
thirsty.
We've been doing this for 10 years, people.
I know. I don't get it. I'm like,
So the whole kind of like being entered into the lexicon is a little different than, you know, where some people are like, we've been talking about this on Instagram.
I wonder if it's like it became a word, but then it like, and I don't know if any of these were, all these words were in the dictionary. These were just like the word that sort of described that year in slang. Like it was the word that kind of came up a lot that year. It was popular. Thirsty, I don't really hear anybody using that as in a sentence. Like maybe because people are hungry and thirsty to get attention right now because of the pandemic. And so they're trying to get attention on social media because they're bored or they're lonely or whatever. I mean, I think it has something to do with that, but I've just never really heard that term. Anyway, just like a little, I just thought I'd teach you guys some fun slang over the years. So I hope you enjoyed it.
Yeah. What's my favorite one from all the things that you mentioned? I mean, gotta love the selfie.
Yeah.
Like that is something that it's funny that something like that is like, if you say that, people are like, oh, I know what you mean.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not cutesy, it's not funny, but it was at one point. Mm-hmm. You know, it was like, what do you mean?
It was kind of novel.
Oh, it means like that you're, you know, pointing the phone at yourself and taking like a photo of yourself. Mm-hmm. It's funny how quickly in the sense of, you know, several years, these things turn from something, you know, that's like, oh, what the kiddies say to like, oh, no, that's how we just describe technology.
Yeah. Totally. Yeah, no, it becomes second nature. You know, it's not novel really anymore. It's interesting. Especially the word man spreading. I mean, come on.
Spreading.
I love that though.
I understand it. I'm looking at the New York subway right now where I'm imagining it, you know, and being like, yeah, you're taking up some space, man.
That's great. I think I used it in the sentence the other day.
Oh boy. Well, let's take a moment to thank our patrons, everybody who is helping us on patreon.com/havesuchagooddaysuchagooddaysuchagooddaysuchagooddaysuchagooddaysuchagooddaysuchagooddaysuchagooddaysuchagooddaysuchagooddaysuchagooddaysuchagooddaysuchagooddaysuchagooddaysuchagooddaysuchagooddaysuchagooddaysuchagooddaysuchagooddaysuchagooddaysuchagooddaysuchagooddaysuchagooddaysuchagooddaysuchagooddaysuchagooddaysuchagooddaysuchagooddaysuchagooddaysuchagooddaysuchagooddaysuchagooddaysuchagooddaysuchagooddaysuchagooddaysuchagooddaysuchagooddaysuchagooddaysuchagooddaysuchagooddaysuchagooddaysuchagooddaysuchagooddaysuchagooddaysuchagooddaysuchagooddaysuchagooddaysuchagooddaysuchagooddaysuchagooddaysuchagooddaysuchagooddaysuchagooddaysuchagoodd whatever, you know, it grows.
It grows by the day.
It does. It does. And we are so grateful. I mean, can't really think of any other way to say it, but
there's really no words.
No words. Yeah. Maybe we'll get in the dictionary in a couple of years, but for now we have no words. But again, if you are listening to the show and you would like to be a direct supporter, because you can definitely listen to the show for free, but if you are a patron,
you get special perks.
Special perks, yeah. Ad-free show, lots of other stuff. We got a fun Discord community that where we're all, you know, talking about our lives, and you guys are all the best on the Discord, and yeah, good stuff.
Yeah, they're the best. And we, as of late, I would say this last week, the big subject matter in Discord has been, well, spiders is kind of ongoing, wouldn't you say, Sarah? Me and Tina are always kind of going back and forth about like who has the bigger spider fear. And then we were talking extensively about just like movie making and creative collaboration and like who's your favorite James Bond, you know, because of Sean Connery.
Right.
But Tim S. said, in the midst of all that, he said his favorite quote is, "Yesterday is history. Tomorrow is a mystery, but today is a gift. That is why it is called the present." Kung Fu Master Oogway said that, apparently. I like that. Yeah. I mean, you know, I've heard something like that before.
I like it too. Yeah. It's our present and also a present.
Exactly. And you know what? That's why you can't mourn about the past, because it's gone. It could have just not happened. So you might as well move on and live well in the moment.
We also got an email from Alan M., who wrote in and said, "Hey, ladies, glad you're back." Thank you, Alan. Good to have you. He also said, "Thanks, Sarah, for no F-bombs." Where I'm like, you know, Alan, I think I do drop an F-bomb here and there, but...
you guys tell us.
I appreciate the fact that there are some of you, Ellen, you're not the only one, who have said, "Sarah, you don't always have to swear."
It's like those tics. It's like the likes and the ums. It just comes out and you don't even realize it.
Talk like a sailor. Yeah, exactly. But I love a show where I can do it and it won't get me in trouble, because there are other shows where I cannot.
This is true.
There you go.
Well, Shaha Budin wanted to wish you a happy belated birthday, Sarah, with three little cake emojis.
Oh, Shaha Budin, thank you so much. Yeah. You know, it's Heather Frank's birthday coming up pretty soon.
Oh, God, don't remind me, please.
In December.
Oh, I'm like, do I buy a ticket to Hawaii? Yeah. I need to do something.
You know, y'all know that I'm not a birthday person.
No, yeah, you're not. Oh, I know that.
Not for myself personally, but I want everyone to have the best birthday ever.
Yeah,
and
of course.
That might mean, like, do you want a cake? Do you want, you know, a scarf? Do you want dinner? Like, what do you want? You know, like,
totally.
I will do that for you.
Sure.
And unfortunately, Heather and I are just not in the same physical area right now. So I don't know how I would get you dinner.
How about a belated something?
Well, of course. Absolutely. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, they'll be fun. You know, it's funny. I kind of get a little, I hope I won't get gloomy this year, but I do get a little anxious before my birthday. I don't really need to turn another year older. I mean, let's be honest. But it's also like December, and then there's like the Christmas thing, and a lot of people are like kind of crazed. And you know me, you have a lot of history with me, and I always threw a big party. I'd always have like tons of people at a bar or a restaurant and just like dance and have fun. And it's like, I don't know, that stuff doesn't really happen as much anymore. So I think if I were able to do that, maybe it would be more fun and I'd be less anxious about it. But I'm kind of, you know, it's going to be quiet. It'll probably just be quiet. And so I'm going to plan something, though, to make it a little nicer. And I wanted to mention to you guys, if you were wondering, the Lens app that's on Patreon, where we normally post photographs and short videos, it's more or less broken, and we wanted to mention it to you guys. I've been trying to post things, but it's not quite framing it right, and we're talking to Patreon about it, so apologies that some of those haven't gone through.
Heather and I have kind of, you know, been like, did you see the thing that I posted? Did you see the thing that I posted? And we've, you know, there are definitely some stuff that has not gone through, and we are... super sorry about that. We will figure it out.
We will.
But just a heads up, you know, if you were sort of like, you know, what's going on with the Lens content? We're trying. Yeah, I mean, I had like some really cool dog videos.
I know, man. You guys are really missing out. I know. I think I posted something with a cute little deer the other day and it was cut off. So apologies. But, you know, we'll get it sorted out and we'll kind of report back. So, Sarah.
Yes, Heather.
We're coming to the end here. It's just went by so fast.
The end of our show, or the end, or the real end.
Yeah, exactly.
No, yeah, I know. It was a whirlwind.
It really was.
As it always is. And for everybody who's stuck with us for the last, you know, few...
with us.
Yeah. For the last few weeks, like, honestly, I mean, if you're doing great, awesome. If you're not doing great, I get it.
Yeah.
We have been through the ringer.
Yeah.
Many of us.
Yep.
For a variety of reasons. And We are just so happy that you're with us.
We do, and we hope you're hanging in there.
Yeah.
We want you to hang in there with us because we wouldn't be half as much without you guys.
It's 12.
That's a fake cry, but I you know, I'm crying on the inside.
I actually thought you were crying.
Well, because with audio, you really don't know. I could.
Yeah. I was like, oh my God, Heather's crying.
I have some acting chops, I guess, but.
Yeah, no, you're good at that. But, you know, we also talked about real crying, which I have done. Oh my God, have I cried this week? I don't even know. Okay. So before we depart, just a little thing. It's like, there are friends that I have who consider crying a weakness.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where like,
are they men?
Not always. Okay. No, it's not so much that like they say like, Sarah, stop crying, you mm-hmm. weenie. But it's more like if I'm like, oh, are you crying? Or are you about to cry? Like, are you going to cry? Mm-hmm. They go, no, not going to cry.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And I'm like, you got to cry, man.
Yeah, cry it out.
Cry it out. It's exercise.
It is.
It really is.
And you know what? Your body, I think if you don't cry for a long time, your body naturally just kind of throws you into it because it has to. It's a release. Right. It's like a sneeze, you know?
And I think that's a good point. That's when sometimes people go, ooh, I cried at a time that I mm-hmm. was really trying to hold it together.
Yeah.
Where it's like, it should not be a terrible thing mm-mm. to do.
No.
It kind of just like, it's cathartic.
Yeah. It's just what the human body does. It's biology, right. You guys. You can't escape it.
It's bio. Yeah. On that note.
Yeah, on that note, I'm going to go get some sushi. What are you going to do, Sarah?
I don't know. I think I'm going to, I'm not going to watch political cable news tonight. I'm done. I'm done with all that, doing that all week.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to just chill. And
that sounds good. Chillax.
Some dinner and chillax. Yeah, something in the dictionary.
Well, sounds good. Well, I'll probably see you online later. But until then, Sarah, I want you to have such a good day. And all y'all out there, please, we beg you, have such a good day.
Indeed.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.